Motivation, inspiration. How do you generate those kinds of feelings when you're just not feeling it? That's what I want to talk about on the show today. This is the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I'm Angela Barnard. I'm all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And today I want to talk about motivation and inspiration because today is one of those days that I just was not feeling it. And I also want to tell you another story about how I kind of got triggered and also wasn't feeling motivated or inspired and how I was able to shift out of that in hopes to help you. So I have 5 tips for you to help you shift into that state of feeling motivated, feeling inspired, if you're feeling low energy for whatever reason. But before we get on with those, I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners who left us a review, and the nickname is Wolf A. It says, great person, intelligent mindset. Having met Angela at a workshop through a mutual friend, I was delighted to hear she had started a podcast. It's great to see her updates of life and how she drinks her own medicine. Listen to this podcast and improve your life. Thank you so much for leaving that review. Again, I want to give a shout out to people that are stepping up and leaving a review because I know it takes your time, and I just want to acknowledge and say thank you for doing that. And it means a lot to me that people say that I drink my own medicine, because all of the stuff that we're sharing on the podcast, it's stuff I need to. It's constant reminders that I need to. And I literally sometimes go back and listen to podcast episodes just for that own refresher of my own mind. I don't like to do it right after I edit a podcast because at that point in time, I've heard it so many times. But like later on, I'll go back and I'm like, yes, I still need that reminder. And plus, there's this thing called the forgetting curve, where we forget 80% of information we learn within 2 days. 80% of it is forgotten. So it can serve you to go back and listen to episodes and refresh your brain. And sometimes you hear things in a different way. And it serves you at that moment. You just needed that information at that time where you're receptive to it. Maybe you weren't before. You know what I mean? So anyways, let me tell you a story about how I was recently triggered. So initially, I was feeling really motivated and inspired. It was an awesome day in Indiana. So I was there visiting family, and you get the summer feels, and it's just awesome to go to the Midwest. We go back and forth to Michigan and Indiana a lot. And I love the lake, being on the lake, seeing the corn grow, like all the things. So I'm feeling all that. And we have dinner, and my in-laws are talking about how frustrated they are because they haven't been able to find a veterinarian to work at their practice. And they're like, yeah, we're just thinking about giving up. Like, whatever. It's just going to be how it is. We're just going to give up. It's not working out. I mean, how are we going to find someone? Everybody else is looking too. And like, what makes us stand out, you know, when everyone else is looking? And, you know, maybe it's this area because it's rural. And you see this story going on around how it's not going to happen. So they were making up the story around how it wasn't going to happen. And I was really triggered by that. And I was like, what? Like, you are just going to give up? And I think what triggered me so much when people say that they just are going to give up and they make up a story around how it won't work out, and they just have convinced themselves that there's no way it's going to work out for them. And it triggers me because I think I have a huge value around faith and believing for more and believing that truly anything is possible with God. I 100% believe that. And I think a lot of us out there say that we are people of faith, like, you know, but yet the smallest things, we don't believe nothing can change in that area of our lives. And it's a small thing. Let's be real. Finding someone to work for your business is a small thing in the grand scheme of things. And you're like, you don't think God can do that? You don't think God can help you with that? And it really bothers me, guys. I don't know. It's like, so I've seen this a lot with my clients where when they want to give up, especially if they're in a role that they really don't like, and they're just like, I don't know, Ange, I just don't think it's going to work out for me. And they start telling me all these stories why. Again, it triggers me because I look at them and I'm like, I see so much potential in you. Like, you have all these strengths and all these gifts. Please don't give up. Like, believe for more. Know that, one, God is for you always, period. But you have to have faith. You need to believe that anything is possible. And it's not all up to you. if you're like, oh, I don't think it can work for me because of me, because something I'm doing, it's like, good news is it's not all up to you. It never is. It never will be. And I just recently read this book, or I'm reading it, and in the process right now. And it's so good. And I don't even know how I stumbled across it. Somehow it was in my Kindle. It's called Who Not How? The Formula to Achieve Bigger Goals Through Accelerating Teamwork. It's by Dan Sullivan and Benjamin Hardy. And it's basically in a nutshell, it's saying that when it comes to achieving bigger goals in your life, it's really about who. It's about finding the right people and the right connections that can help you make your dream a reality and your goal, because it's never meant to be all up to you. And a lot of us get wrapped up in thinking like, how can I do this? How can I do this? And when you start doing that, it's like a lot of times it's directed inward, like how you can do this, but you're not meant to do it alone. And this is just a simple concept, but it really has, I don't know, like it's got me thinking in so many different ways around like how I use my energy and how a lot of things that I'm working on, even in my own life or my own business or my own goals, like I can outsource a lot of things. Like I'm not meant to do it all. And who else do I need to meet? Who has knowledge that could benefit me? Even if it's free knowledge that can help me, you know? So he has a bunch of stories in the book about how people had these goals and how when they connected with someone else who has knowledge that's different from their own, like they see life in a different way. They have different experiences that allows you to expand and grow. And just remembering that when it comes to your goals, you will always need who's in your life. And you are a who to somebody else's goal. So think about it like even with your work. Like your expertise and your gifts, you're the who that's helping some bigger dream become a reality. Now, what are your dreams and who are the who's that can help you? What additional resources do you need? You know, so just this concept of it's not all up to you. And when we try to like act like it is, it's so overwhelming, but it's not. So I felt like I needed to share that. So going back to the thing that triggered me. So we're there, we're eating dinner, and I made this awesome salmon dinner with salad and these rolls and stuff and feeling good, right? And then once they bring this up, the whole like giving up, it's not going to work out, I immediately go to this lower level and I'm just like, what, you know? And my husband like looks at me because I'm like, so she's like, well, you know, we tried a lot of things. It's not working out. So I'm like, try more. Like that just means there's more opportunities for you to tap into. And I was like, the right person for this job is just, I bet, is out there. I know this for sure. And praying for a role like this. And they're probably struggling too, figuring out how to find this role. And I know this from experience working with people in career transition, that not everybody knows how to job search in a way that really works for them. They try to just stick with like, you know, Indeed or major job search engines. And I'm like, no, no, no. Majority of jobs, 80% plus of jobs are found through networking. And if you get, you need to be creative about your search, even like defaulting to searching for kinds of companies you want to work for. Because a lot of companies won't even use major job search engines. They will actually only post jobs on their specific sites. So it's better than to search for specific kinds of companies. So an example is I have a friend who wanted to focus on mindfulness. Like she loves that. She's passionate about that. And I gave the recommendation to her that instead of looking at the major job search engines, search companies that also value mindfulness. And that's how she's in the role that she's in now, because she ended up finding a job that way. So anyways, I wanted to share this because there's other ways of looking at you, whatever you're going through, and you need a who. So think about if when she came to me and was like, do you have any like a different perspective on this, any wisdom on this? And I'm like, yeah, search in this way. So she came to me, another who, and I had another additional knowledge for her to think about it, you know, to actions that she can take that she would have never thought of on her own. So anyways, when they were sharing with me their challenge, I'm like, we just got to find the right people to help you. And like, what about me? I could help you guys. Like, but this is what I need from you. And you could search in this way. And you can, you know, we can reach out to people like this. And, you know, I had all these ideas. But you see, like, initially, they're so ready to give up. And so if you feel like in your life that you're just ready to give up, I want to encourage you to think about who else might have wisdom that you need. Who else might be able to help you? And maybe you need to invest in a coach, invest in other resources, a mentor, or just connect with more people to help you get to where you are. And this could be any goal. This could be a health goal. This could be career goal, relationship goal, whatever it is, you know? So going to my tips. Oh, wait, I want to share something else with you. You know, so the quote from the Bible that's been really standing out with me to me is John 10:10. So in John 10:10, it says the thief comes to only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And sometimes different versions will say that they may have life and have it to the full. So I love being reminded of this because we are meant to live an abundant life. And anything in your mind that tells you otherwise, like that can't happen for you, it's not going to work for you, I feel like that is of the thief. That is meant to kill, steal, and destroy. And that is meant for you not to live the purpose that you are here and called to live. So don't believe the lies. So my first tip when it comes to generating your own motivation and your own inspiration is to believe the truth. Tell yourself the truth. And what is the truth? There's lots of truth. Like if you are a person of faith and you believe in what's in the Bible, then there's truths around, you know, that you're always guided, that you're always supported, that you are here to live an abundant life. Like telling yourself that, that anything is possible with God. Those are truths that you can keep in your mind. And you have to tell yourself that because the brain defaults to negativity. There's a whole TED talk on this. It's really good. So you should Google that. But if you haven't listened to it, I forget what it's called. But really, like the brain tends to default to negativity to keep you safe. So you got to train your brain to believe for more. So tell yourself the truth, the first tip. And then the second tip is to find the who's. Who are the who's? Think about that. And then that you need to help you because if you're feeling unmotivated, uninspired, it's because you're probably not making the progress that you want to. You know, there's some resistance around that in some way. So you probably need a who in your life. You need additional resources. And the third thing is to track your progress. When you do the thing, even if you feel like you don't want to do it, just step into the arena and do the thing. Because once you start doing it, you will start to generate the motivation and the inspiration. You're not just automatically motivated or inspired, right? Like, well, I mean, in some moments you might feel inspired, but that comes from something that you thought, something that you did, right? And that caused that energy to kick in and, you know, move and then create this energy of motivation or inspiration. So you generate motivation is what I'm trying to say. So when I feel unmotivated, I'm like, Ange, you're just going to do the thing. Like I'm just going to do the thing. And then afterwards I feel better, especially when it comes to exercise, because now I'm releasing different kinds of hormones. And I like to track my progress because it keeps me motivated. People will be more likely to follow through when they can see the progress. They can see that it matters. And if there's one thing that y'all should be doing is tracking your progress in some way with your goals, with your dreams, with your habits. I'm always tracking things to keep me inspired, to keep me motivated. So find a way to do that. I use my planner to do that. And I check off, I put my habits down and like I check them off each day. And that really helps me. I also do an evaluation at the end of the month. My planner already has one in it. I use the Freedom Planner. The Freedom Mastery Planner, I think it's what it's called. So it has at the end a whole evaluation. So it's good because I can track my progress each month as well. And then, but you can also create your own template around this, even on Canva. And the next tip I have for you is to visualize yourself doing the thing before you're doing it. Whatever you think is gonna, that you want to do, visualize yourself doing it. It primes your brain for that activity. And it also, like, you have less resistance around it. This is why a lot of athletes use visualization. And you're much more likely to complete a task when you visualize it before. I read this in the book, I think it's Neuro Wisdom. I've talked about that on the show before. But I really try to do that even in the morning, like when I don't feel like getting up and like doing my workout. I visualize myself going down the stairs, you know, getting my coffee stuff ready, putting my clothes on and doing the workout. Like I spend time visualizing that. And then the last tip is to tell other people what you plan on doing, what you are doing. So speak it. Use the power that comes from your words. Everything is energy. So speak it as if you're already doing it. So don't say like, yeah, I think today I'm going to try to do this, because that kind of generates a lack of confidence in your ability to complete that. But actually declare it. Declare, I am doing this today. So like before my husband leaves for work, I will tell him, I am doing this today. And I tell him what I'm doing. And sometimes I find myself wanting to be like, I'm hoping to get this done today. And I'm like, no, I am. And he like looks at me and he's like, okay, cool. All right, have a good day. Bye. It's like, he's not really caring what I'm actually doing. But I'm just telling him for me, not necessarily for him, but for me. So I can declare it. And I know how powerful our words are. This is also talked about in the Bible. So anyways, I just wanted to share this wisdom with you if you find yourself feeling unmotivated or uninspired, or you just want these little tips. So going back, I'm going to do a quick recap of them. So the first thing is to speak truth to yourself. Another thing that I like to tell myself is my mantras every day, my I am statements every single day. And one of my favorites is I'm strong, fit, and confident. I'm always guided and supported. I'm loved. I'm good enough. Like that kind of stuff. So speaking the truth, find your who's, track your progress, visualize yourself doing the task, and tell others what you plan on doing, and speak it as if you are already doing it. I am. Like it's a for sure thing. It's happening. Not a like questionable thing, because you don't want the subconscious to be like, oh, you're thinking about doing it. Okay. We don't really need to focus on that. Like declare it, you know? All right, so I hope you really liked this episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you haven't left a review, please do so. And just have an awesome day and implement what you learned today to motivate and inspire you. All right, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.